Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker with Natalie Moser and Dr. Lisa Liao. We're here with you today from Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare, powered by Meridian Health Institute. Welcome back, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
So good.
Share with me. Last week we talked about semaglutide, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic, all these questions that we've been bombarded with through email. So thank you, everyone, for calling and reaching out as well. And share with us some of the questions that you found that were a little different this past week.
So some interesting things I have gotten is, you know, if I lose a whole bunch of weight and, you know, because...
Which is the goal, to lose the weight.
Which is the weight. Yeah. People want to know, am I going to get skin laxity? When I stop taking it, am I going to gain all this weight back?
So, yes. One of the patients, I remember, you know, one of the things that I like to do is I like to measure their arms, measure their thighs. Mm-hmm. And then when they have the skin elasticity, it's like, are you working out? Are you taking collagen? Mm-hmm. And we see a huge benefit because they don't get that crepiness.
Right.
And if you're, I'm just going to say over 40, but some of us are really over 50, is that, you know, crepiness kind of sets in.
It does.
When you're trying to lose weight, you really want to avoid that because we like that plump looking, makes us look a little younger. But share with us, you know, some of the results that patients have found this past week.
It's kind of interesting. They've had friends that have been on it. Some have lost, you know, 8 to 10 pounds in a week. Mm-hmm. We've had some patients have astronomical weight loss at 40 pounds in a month, which is fast.
It's fast.
Very, very fast.
Which we have to be cautious with, right?
They all want to know, almost everyone wants to know, is it going to drop my blood sugar? Mm-hmm. Am I going to feel dizzy and weak?
Which
and
can happen.
It can. It's definitely, it can happen because you're stimming back your appetite.
Right.
So you have to eat smaller meals several times a day, you know, and then they hear about Ozempic face and, you know, am I going to get that drawn look?
And, and you're in the right place here at Meridian because we can help with that. You know, we do old therapy, which will help to tighten and lift the face. So there's a lot of things, you know, people always talk about, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to go from 180 to 140. Well, those 40 pounds, when you lose that, that's a shock to the skin. And, you know, the skin is your largest organ in your entire body. So, you know, you have to be very mindful of that. It's not just putting lotion, but it's also feeding your body the collagen. And a lot of people will say that I've heard from patients is that, you know, that first week or two, I was a little bit nauseous and then the nausea goes away. And they stop eating. However, they lose a lot of the benefits of staying consistent on the meal plan.
Right.
So
right.
How do you kind of advise them about what to do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, and here at Meridian, we're not just going to give it to you and send you on your way. Mm-hmm. There is some education that goes behind it, and we want you to check in with us every month so we, you know, can basically follow you through the whole process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, basically because it slows down your digestion rate is why you're not hungry. So you want to be sure that you're staying away from very sugary, greasy, fatty foods because it sits on top of your stomach and that's what causes the nausea. So we kind of give you a guide of doing lean, healthy protein, making sure you get enough protein in during the day. You know, water, unsweetened tea, you know, just giving you the tools that you need to be successful, so that we're kind of guiding you and giving you the comfort of knowing if you have a question, it's okay to ask because everyone's going to have questions.
Yes. Ask, text, send us an email because we're here to be able to help.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that I find, you know, I like to have patients give me not an everyday diary, but maybe 2 or 3 days out of the week because maybe they've hit just kind of a, like, you know, hit the wall of, you know, this just isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Correct.
And those are usually the people that have not changed their nutritional plan.
Exactly.
So I'll get to exercise in a minute. But when you don't change your nutritional plan, you know, a lot of times when that food is sitting on your gut, well, it's got to get rid of, you know, your body's got to get rid of it some way.
That's
Then you're going to end up with diarrhea because the body just goes through an osmotic diuresis, which means I'm going to clean you out because this cannot stay here. And the medication is helping to prevent you from desiring to want to eat.
Exactly.
So that's also very helpful. And I always say that there's got to be another mechanism in the brain that works on that satiety where it just, it makes you feel full.
Well, and the goal too is that we're hoping by when you do get to your goal is that by then you've learned, right? You don't have to finish everything on your plate. You can eat smaller portions and healthier things. And the one way that these medications are, you know, with studies saying that they work is it does lower your cravings.
Right.
And so something that you, you know, craved all the time before, even once you're done with the medication, you probably won't crave it any longer.
And there's a lot of women and men that say, you know, I'm doing so good on this and I've lost all this weight. Can I just stay on it?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we say?
Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle change.
Correct.
Like anything else. And you don't want to take medication that you don't necessarily need.
Right.
And, you know, we are blessed to have something like this because it's not a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a controlled substance. Like everything before, you know, everybody's like, is it similar to Finfin, you know, way back then when
and
it caused all the cardiac problems and pulmonary problems? And it's not. And, you know, you have to have the right mindset to do it. Because I also get the question, I don't think I can give myself an injection, you know, and we're going to get that a lot.
Right.
But we can help with that too.
Yeah.
So
we have several medical assistants here that can also, you can stop by and we can get you taken care of because that can be a little overwhelming if you've never done that before. And we'll be having a teach little TikTok soon about just how to do it to make you comfortable because it is really super simple. And sometimes you might practice on an orange or something so that you can practice, maybe not with the medication, with just maybe saline, so that you get comfort level.
Right.
And then we'll teach you a couple of tricks of the trade so that it's comfortable to
and
be
able
to do.
And you can also bring somebody with you if you absolutely feel like you need someone to do it for you. We can teach someone else too.
And we have a lot of husbands and wives that come together because they're helping each other and they're very supportive of each other. And it also becomes, you know, a little on the competitive side about who's doing what. So that's also a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we get a lot of, I have gotten a lot of questions, especially in this last week. So does that mean I can't go out to eat anymore? Mm-hmm. And you can. You just have, you know, like I said, it's an educational process. You have to be in the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And throughout the process of, you know, quickly seeing the weight come off for the first time ever, you know, we want to educate you and teach you so you know what to order.
So if you're going out to a Tex-Mex, you might put the chips on the opposite side of the table.
Exactly.
And maybe order an avocado so that that's going to be better filling and better for you.
Exactly. So you are getting still the health benefits out of what you're eating to fuel your body because you still need all of the nutritional value that, you know, you weren't necessarily aware of before.
So if anyone out there is listening and you guys have a question about what do I do next, I'm interested. I've heard this. I've heard it on TikTok. I've looked at it on YouTube. I hear it in the magazines and I want to get started. Give us a call 281-265-6565 or email us at info@everydayhealthhacker or info@meridianmd-dds.com because we're here to take care of all of your medical and dental needs. And we look forward to new questions and things to talk about next time. And I want to thank
there will be more
Natalie for all the phone calls and information. She's just an education specialist extraordinaire. So if you have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. And until then, have a blessed day.
Yep.
And we'll see you soon
later
from Meridian Health Institute. Talk to you soon.
Bye.